It's time to hear from the voice of the Brewers.
Fly ball center field. It's hit well. Grisham back. It is gone! Another Mother's Day miracle for the Brewers.
Jeff Levering is brought to you by Carbless Premium ready-to-drink cocktails. Carbless, less is more. Find Carbless at your local grocer today.
Appreciate a little Huey Lewis in the News to bring me in today. Love that.
Thank you, and I love Huey Lewis in the News, so I'm all about it.
Jeff Levering on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
It's always a good day to talk to Jeff Levering, but especially after that disgusting performance last night by your Milwaukee Brewers. Jeff, you'll forgive me, but the way I've been describing it was, pah, pah, pah. You know when you get something like disgusting on your mouth and you just want it out? Like, pah, pah.
Yeah.
That's how I felt watching that Brewers game last night. I'm not sure if you made it down to the clubhouse after the call, but yeah, what's the vibe? Are guys like in the flush mode? Or are they just like, huh, bad night at the office, let's just move on?
I think that was a quick flush for sure. I would go more green puke face emoji for how that one went.
Use
last
it a
night.
Lot.
I mean, it started in the bottom of the first inning and never really let up. So second time in 2 years, the Brewers have allowed 9 homers in a game. So that's fun. They did that against the Yankees last year. And you know what? Season turned out pretty good. Sometimes you have some clunkers, and last night was definitely a clunker for the old Brew crew.
Jeff, is Harrison's velo a concern?
It absolutely is. It absolutely is. You know, there are a couple of factors in that. I think location was a problem last night. From the home runs that he gave up, they were right down the middle, about thigh high. There was one that was outer part of the plate that Seiya Suzuki hit out of the ballpark that was fine, but it was up. But he can't operate thigh high. It doesn't work. He needs to be around the belly button with that fastball, and the fastball needs to have 95 to 97 on it. If he's 92 and down the middle, that gets hit like it did last night. So there is some concern with Kyle Harrison. His arm angle has dropped as well because the season is growing on. So those are some issues that the Brewers need to really look at as we move forward. They're going to have some off days starting next week, which is good. You're not going to have that 6-man rotation, but he is going to have to make a couple of starts here down the stretch. More than likely, his next one's going to come in Cincinnati over the weekend. But the Brewers certainly have to take a look and see what's going on with Kyle.
Given his struggles and Dustin May's struggles, how important is the month of September for both of them to prove that they can be trusted in a postseason series?
Yeah, massive. I mean, for both of them, you know, you don't need a 5-man rotation in the postseason. You don't need a 6-man rotation in the postseason. You need basically three guys, three plus, and then the other guys can go into the bullpen. I view September as open audition season for these guys. What kind of role are you going to have for us? Are you going to be a starter? Or are you going to be a guy who can give us 2 innings in the middle of a game? Can you be a guy who can open for us or pick a pocket of hitters that you can go dominate? September is an open audition for some of these guys not named Mizorowski, Logan Henderson. I would even throw Gasser, so to speak, into that category because he's thrown the ball pretty well. But after Mizorowski and Henderson, it is open season, I think, for the rest of these guys that are making starts for the Brewers.
So what does that mean for Andrew Vaughn? Does last night really impact his chance to be making appearances out of the bullpen?
Can't imagine they're going to be throwing him out there on the mound.
That's not good for him? He can bounce back and have a stronger September, right?
I mean, he was 50-plus pitches. If it's me, I may look towards Gary Sanchez in that situation.
Yeah.
The Sanchez.
Jeff Levering joining us on the Yingling guest hotline. Okay, so as we talk about Kyle Harrison and we talk about his road struggles versus his home success, would you skip his next start? It's supposed to come at Cincinnati. I don't want to read too much into yesterday's outing. I think they are going to handle and address the tipping of the pitches that he said was occurring last night. But would you just give him a little rest, give him a little break?
I mean, he had a month off already. For me, the home road splits are extremely drastic. You can't get away from it. But again, if you skip him and you make his next start at home, that next start at home is against the Cubs. So, I mean, would you rather have him face the Reds, which are, you know, it's a formidable opponent. They hit a homers. It's a bandbox down there in Cincinnati. Or do you want him facing the Cubs again at home? So those are your options, in my opinion. If it's me, I make him make the next start in Cincinnati and see where we go. And then you can line up your horses against the Cubs and really get your shovels out and hopefully dig their grave in September.
Jeff, you think Murph says anything to the team after a game like this, or is it just another game, another loss? Because when we lose a game like this, we would get our you-know-whats ripped and probably wouldn't even watch the film. Does he go in and say anything, or is it just, okay, let's move on till tomorrow?
I think he started flushing that thing when it got to be 9-0. Yeah. And it was, all right, how are we going to map out our pitching so that we can get through this day? They wanted to get some innings out of Kyle Harrison. And then it was, okay, well, now we got to go to Chad Patrick, and he's got to eat an inning and a third. And then it was DL Hall for an inning. And he went out there for the next inning, which was the seventh. And as soon as, because Cooper Pratt hit a home run in the top of the inning, which got them not within 8 runs. It has to be an 8-run deficit after the seventh inning in order to use a position player. So it was, all right, DL Hall gives up the home run, and then it was, all right, here comes Vaughn. We're down by 8. We're punting the rest of this game. You have to be responsible with your arms. Mm-hmm. But I think for Murph, I don't think he needed to say anything. Those guys know exactly what happened last night, and they just said, all right, here we go. Here's just take a bubble gum, and let's move on to tomorrow.
Okay. As good as Jackson Churio has been in these 3 years, is it easy to forget he's still one of the youngest players in the majors?
Yeah, absolutely. All the Rookie of the Year candidates this year are older than Jackson Churio. How about that? Every single one of them. He's still 22 years old. That is the amazing thing. And he's a couple stolen bases away from being 2020 for a third consecutive year. And there's only a handful of people that have ever done that in Major League Baseball history. It is remarkable to watch what this kid has done and to see what he has accomplished and how consistent he has been. I mean, he's hit, what, 271 each of his first 2 years? Mm-hmm. He's probably going to hit better than that in his third year. He's going to have a career high in home runs, more than likely. The kid is special. We've said it for a number of years, and he just continues to prove it.
Jeff, I'm going to put you on the spot here. It is September 1st, and that means call-ups, reinforcements for the Brew Crew. Give me 3 names of guys who you think could boost this roster, could really make an impact when they join the big league club with the call-ups.
Well, I mean, do you want to go pie in the sky? Pie in the sky, guys?
Are you going to say Andrew Fisher? What's happening here?
Like, I mean, if you're looking for impact, like, Andrew Fisher would be a guy. Blake Burke would be a guy. Jesus Madej would be a guy. But why do you want to start their clock right now, right? Why would you do that? Those are impact guys. The people that the Brewers are going to bring up are going to be role players. They will be somebody who's going to help out defensively, maybe a third catcher. And on the pitching side, you're looking at a JoJo Romero when he gets ready to go, or a Garrett Stallings or something like that. Somebody who's going to help out your starting rotation, or somebody in the bullpen. These are not going to be blue chip 5-star prospects that you want, unless I just don't see that happening. I really don't. I would like to see it happen, but the Brewers are in a situation right now where they've got their guys that they're running out there. They're happy with those guys, and they're gonna roll with them. If this was 2017 and the Brewers are not in the mix, or 2016 and they're 20 games under 500, you are absolutely seeing all those kids, absolutely, without a doubt, because this is an audition for them for next year.
I don't think people are excited to hear that. I think there are a lot of fans out there that really wanted to see Andrew Fisher join the big league ball club. But, you know, JoJo Romero feels like a nice little consolation.
Again, he was the trade deadline guy, and now I think he gives you know, that nice lefty that they've been looking for, high leverage guy out of the bullpen that can help you with matchups in the seventh and eighth inning.
And Uribe is back, obviously, yeah, so that helps as well when you talk about the bullpen.
Is this an
important? No doubt. And as much as people want to see Andrew Fisher and Blake Burke and these guys come up, do you want to see them instead of Jake Bowers at first base? Or do you want to see them instead of Andrew Vaughn in the lineup? I mean, those are your options, right? Because Yelly's got to play. He's got a DH, and he's swinging the bat better. So those are your options. Would you rather see the young kids for a month, and you're 7 games up on the Cubs right now, and you're playing for a seeding too? You're playing for a bye. You continue to rack up wins. You got to do that.
Well, you mentioned Yelly. How important is September for him to continue to swing the bat well?
It's massive because it was 2 months of kind of meh from Yelly. It was not good, and he would be the first one to admit it. So right now he's in a pretty good stretch last night with standing, but he's been swinging the bat much better. And the Brewers need the best version of Christian Yelich as we move forward into the postseason because he's a total difference maker in that lineup. You saw it in the series over the weekend. You saw it in the series against the Braves. The Brewers need him, even against the Mets in New York. The Brewers need him to be good.
Do you think the Brewers are going to be doing anything different with the lineup once you get out of this stretch? Just because I think of last year, once they got to the postseason, I don't know the last time Sal Frelick played center field. And there he was, game one of the NLCS, out there in center field, ended up making one of the most memorable plays of all of the playoffs last year with the double play. But do you think they try to mix and match just so they are a little prepared for, all right, we want to make sure we've got our best nine bats in the lineup for whatever postseason series we're in?
Sure, you may. I mean, we saw Sal Frelick in left field on the last homestand. I mean, he played there against the Texas Rangers. We haven't seen, it was against the Mets where he was in left field. You know, Luis Lara is playing. He's an amazing center fielder. He's playing better in right. You want Garrett Mitchell's bat in the lineup. If Sal's swinging the bat, you want him in there and playing defense too. So the Brewers are going to mix and match. I mean, Pat Murphy even said it yesterday in the finale against the Rangers. He said, I wanted to make sure Andrew Vaughn got a couple of at-bats. So we threw him in there at third base because we wanted to make sure he had some ABs and he was fresh against the Chicago Cubs, because he's going to have some big, big ABs against Matthew Boyd, like tonight, where he's going to be in there and starting. So I would guess that Murph is going to mix and match in this thing. Will you see Sal in center? Maybe you see a couple innings from Sal in center field. But I think they want to make sure that Garrett Mitchell is more comfortable out there. More innings for Luis Lara in center field too. They know what Sal can do defensively, but I have no visions that they won't be doing some interesting and fun lineup construction here moving forward.
Jeff, I said to the guys this morning, I am choosing to once again put my trust and faith in the Brewers coaching staff when it comes to Kyle Harrison specifically, as far as their arm angle goes, as far as the tipping of the pitches goes. I feel like they'll get that figured out. They'll probably get Dustin May and try to figure out what his challenges have been over the last few outings as well. The getting hit in the back with the pitch notwithstanding, of course. So is that the right mindset to have if you're a Brewers fan, to still maintain trust and not start to panic when a game like yesterday happens?
Yes, absolutely. I would just consider that a blip on the radar. I mean, how many games, you could probably count them within two hands of how many games have been blowouts this year. There haven't been many. The Brewers have been in more games more often than not. So for me, it's chalk that one up to a bad day at the ballpark. It was weird. It was hot. It was gross. The bugs were out. I mean, it was a really rough day. I mean, I thought Kyle Harrison was going to sweat through that baby blue uniform, to be honest with you. It was nasty. It's a good thing the Brewers weren't wearing white. Then it would have been like worse than ladies' night. So it was, there was a lot going on in yesterday's ball game for sure. So just chalk it up to a bad day and trust in the process, and they'll probably get it back together tonight.
Jeff, we appreciate you hanging out with us. Have a great call, and we'll talk to you again soon.
You got it. Talk to you next week, everybody.
He's Jeff Levering. He's the absolute best. We love having him on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy every single week to talk about the Brew Crew.
Some Sundays, the plan is no plan. Blinds down, game on. You've got the phone across the room. Just getting a little couch gating in. It's the best seat in the house, and that line to the fridge, it's pretty short. And of course, you already know what's in that fridge. Yuengling Flight, the next generation of light beer. 95 calories, just 2.6 grams of carbs, all the flavor, so you can settle in for the early game and the late game, and even the one nobody planned on watching, but somehow everybody ends up watching anyway. That's a full day, and Flight keeps up. Yuengling Flight, the next generation of light beer. DG Yuengling & Son, Pottsville, Pennsylvania.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Unbelievable that they ran all over this vaunted defense,
why
this
did
elite
we drink the
defense.
Kool-Aid?
What Kool-Aid?
Why? It was poop Kool-Aid, and we gobbled it down.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We have loved having Professional Construction Inc. help us with our home projects. And you know, they handled our basement for us, complete remodel. It's fantastic. And they handled a door that we had to switch out. We had a door in our bathroom, changed it to a window. They've handled our siding when the woodpeckers have poked holes in it. They've pretty much done all of the big projects at our home. I can't say enough about them. And you should stop by their showroom in Waukesha and see for yourself. Now, guys, they're actually offering premium outdoor furniture from CR Plastics as well. That includes fire pits, chairs, dining sets, deep seating, and more. Visit ProfessionalConstructionInc.com to learn more about this new project or to schedule them to handle yours.